the more severe problems. Those kids would be, excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't really have anybody that severe. Usually they are located in a special school when they're really that severe.
Oh, uh-huh. How many do you usually have in class?
Oh, from anywhere from 5 to 15. Right. Usually I start out the year with a lower number like 5 or 7. And before the end of the year, I'll end up with, well, the highest number I've had is 15.
Well, do they come in from regular classes?
They're tested from regular classes. You know, the teacher recommends them for, you know, to be tested, counseled, give them a test, and they have to have go through a series of tests, and they have to have parent approval. Before they can be placed, the school doesn't have the authority to put them in a class. They have to go through a long procedure. You know, they have to have in the San Antonio district, we have a learning center where some of the kids go to be tested. Or the counselor can give them a series of tests on, you know, on the school ground.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, the final decision is with the parents. Whether that parent approves it or not, they do all this, you know, with the parent approval. They have to have a parent approval to test the children. Then they have to have a parent permission, you know, to enroll them in a special class.
Uh-huh.
And surprisingly, you know, such a stigma to it. A lot of parents, you know, deprive their children because, it, you know, they think it's ugly, you know.
I was going to ask if you had trouble with that.
You do, and I find with the Spanish, I can't speak of anybody else because I haven't worked with anybody else. But many times they are reluctant to even have their children tested. And they will move from one school to another, you know, if you sort of pressure them in it, they will move in order to, you know, circumvent that, you know, but they're, you know, just faced with it again. Because sometimes a kid is just, you know, they've divided that, all the special education now, you know, they have a new name for it, they call it development services. And they have LLD classes where they're not really classified as retarded, that they just have a learning disability. They go to special classes where they may be poor in areas, you know, in certain areas, say math or English. And that teacher has, you know, is distinguished between, you know, a special class and the LLD class. And the LLD student just goes to the LLD teacher for maybe a certain area.
Uh-huh.
And as well as going to the regular English class, he may go to the LLD teacher for, you know, extra help in certain areas, but they don't miss any classes, regular classes.
Mm-hmm.
And but with me, my kids stay with me all day. They go to art, they integrate it into art, music, and PE. And they can be integrated into any other academic class if, you know, if it's worked out agreeably with myself and whoever the other teacher is.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't done much of that either because, like I said, it's such a stigma to special education. Other teachers feel like, you know, well, I can't be bothered with that, with that problem.
Yeah.
And sometimes really the kids aren't that severely. They've just been deprived, and I think more of a social thing, that they're not learning than really some brain injury something.
Mm-hmm.
Just fell back socially. So I haven't really come in, and I've been there 4 years, you know, into really, really severe problems.
Yeah. Are all your kids Spanish-speaking kids?
All of them.
Oh.
Uh-huh. That whole area out there is predominantly Spanish, and in the school where I am, they're all Spanish.
Where is this, west?
Southwest, more or less, south of Rita.
Uh-huh.